session at 9:36.
Okay. All right. All right, Abby, this is Dr. Cornwall. All right. So thank you very much for being able to talk to us today.
Okay. Can you give me 1 second? I'm with a patient right now. I just need to let her know I'll be, on the call. How long is this going to take, Dr.
That's difficult to say. I would say at least 10, 15 minutes, at least.
Okay, let me just hold on 1 second and I'll let him know.
Is Miss Abby in the
office? And she provided her phone number, but
okay.
Remember the time is 9 o'clock.
Okay. All right. So this is we're reviewing and discussing a possible action on this informal hearing on case number 19-23, Abby Olieda. I hope I didn't butcher your name too bad. Okay.
That's okay.
We probably ought to introduce the members of the board so you know who's here.
Okay.
Dr. Kelly King, professional member.
Peggy Hunter, professional member. Karen Bustillo, professional member.
Mark Cornwall, professional member.
Nushka Remick, professional member.
Mona Baskin, assistant attorney general.
Karen Donahue, executive director.
Monica Crowley, licensing administrator.
Veronica Cardozas, administrative services officer.
Michael Valverde, investigator.
Okay. Would you like to make an opening statement of any kind?
You don't have to swear her in first.
Raise your right hand wherever you are, okay? And you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes.
Okay. Thank you. So if you would like to make an opening statement, go ahead.
Okay. I've read through the letter that they sent to me. And I did write a couple of letters back to kind of explain what happened. I think what happened was maybe I misunderstood the process of getting the contract license. So there's no way I would say I already did the exam when I haven't even been approved for it. Because I sought the approval right after I finished applying for the contract license. I didn't think of after thinking through if I must have misunderstood the question or the process or the whole getting the compact license. But I wasn't even aware that I had it until I spoke to the executive director. So.
Okay, so. So you misunderstood the statement on that was displayed on the screen that says you must have passed the jurisprudence exam before applying for the compact.
I didn't even remember seeing it because I just applied thinking that it's the same board or somebody that takes care of it, and as you said, I have to call a lady or email her. To be approved for the exam. So that's why I just did everything in one day. So I don't even remember seeing that I have to pass the exam to be this year. So I don't know. Like, I don't understand the whole process. That's all I can think about. But there's no way I would just, go ahead and do it knowing I don't even know if I'm going to pass the exam, which I didn't. So.
But it says you have to pass the exam before you even apply. Yet you applied first.
Yeah, I did apply first, but I didn't see that. I just read through the application and I applied.
Well, no, this would be on the computer screen that you filled out, where it tells you you have to pay a commission fee.
I don't know. I mean, I went back and talked to the lady that approved me for the exam. She didn't tell me anything about that. I have nobody else to blame but myself, but still, I don't remember seeing that. Otherwise,
Yeah, it's in red letters. Yeah. Does anyone on the board have questions for Abby?
I do. Abby, this is Nushka Remick. I was wondering, do you know of your plans to practice in Arizona? Do you have any?
No, I'm not doing it anymore. I just decided to stay where I'm at.
Okay, thank you.
So if I can add additional information, she took the exam on August 2nd and failed the exam. She is not paid or is ready to take the exam again.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? Do I have a motion?
I make a motion to move this to a formal hearing.
Okay. Is there a second? I'll second it.
So you have a motion before you to move complaint 1923 to a formal hearing. You are in discussion.
I think, I'm assuming that this is a direct screenshot. I just cannot see how you could miss it. And I think the best way to deal with this is a formal hearing.
I agree. I would agree.
Okay, I have a question.
Well, unfortunately, we're kind of in a discussion period, so.
Oh, I'm sorry.
We're not taking. Can I make an exception?
You can do anything you like.
All right, go ahead and ask your question.
Okay, so I live in Colorado, and I just wonder. What are my options? Like, I live in state. I reported the mistake, and I'm not going to utilize it. I have no intention of coming to Arizona. Why do I need to travel to Arizona too?
Although you indicate that this was a mistake, you essentially received a license or permission to practice in Arizona.
Which I never used.
That doesn't matter. You got it under false pretenses. You said you did something that you didn't do, and that's the problem we're at right now.
Essentially, you lied.
It probably, well, I wouldn't have said lies, but if I had seen it, I wouldn't have applied for it. So, I mean, what else can I do? I've got to have the trouble to be here to see the same thing I'm saying now. So if there's something you guys want to do, it might as well just do it. I mean, I live in Colorado. I started Colorado license for the last 19 years. I've never been subject to this kind of problem.
Well, I understand that because the compact hasn't been around for very long. But,
right.
But, yeah. I think the formal hearing sounds onus to you.
What kind of intention
I'm
here tonight?
Yes, but
okay.
With this, you're better off actually representing yourself. I know it's an inconvenience to come, but I think that would be advantageous for you.
It is an inconvenience. I'm going to be the same thing I'm saying now. So there's really no point for me to come all the way down there.
Well, that would
be something that you guys need to do. Just go ahead and do it. I made a mistake. I confessed the mistake. It wasn't an intentional lie. I don't know what else to say.
Well, all right. You're not being required to attend.
Okay.
All right. I'm telling you that it might be to your advantage, but you're not required to.
Okay.
So you have a motion before you to move to an informal hearing. You're still in discussion.
Formal.
I'm sorry, formal.
I say call question.
Dr. King. No. Did you say no?
I say yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
The motion passes.
All right. So you can go back to your patient. The staff will be in contact.
Okay, thank you.
The staff will be in contact with you about this, the next steps.
Okay.
Okay.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm, thank you.
All right. Case number 19-22, Melissa.
So is Melissa present?
Oh, she's not.
Present when we introduce, is it, should we still introduce everybody?
Yes.
Okay, all right. So you get to sit through all of us introducing ourselves again.
Yippee!
I'm Kelly King, physical therapist, professional member.
Peggy Hunter, professional member.
Karen Bustillo, professional member.
Mark Cornwall, professional member.
Mishka Remick, professional member.
Mona Baskin, assistant attorney general, representing the board.
Karen Donahue, executive director.
Monica Crowley, licensing administrator.
Veronica Cardoza, administrative services officer.
Michael Dalbert, investigator.
Okay, so if you and anyone else that will be making statements, Karen, I think you probably did, right?
Yes.
Raise your right hand. You swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
Yes, I do.
Okay, thank you very much. Go ahead and introduce yourself, and if you'd like to make an opening statement, you may.
My name is Melissa King, and I am a physical therapist assistant and have a compact license. And unfortunately, I'm guilty of the same thing that the previous physical therapist was.
Okay. So, did you see the red?
I did, but I unfortunately did not pay a whole lot of attention. I have 13 licenses, 10 licenses, and 3 compact licenses, and every single one of them is different.
Yeah.
I have actually been to the one in Oregon where it says that you are to pay for the compact before you take the license. Or before you, yeah, you pay for the compact before you take the license.
I just don't see how you could have misunderstood the statement under the jurisprudence must be passed before applying for compact in red.
I was under a lot of pressure at the time.
Does that affect your reading?
No, ma'am.
Questions or a motion?
So I will let the board know that she received her compact privilege on 6-6. She did take and pass the jurisprudence exam on 7-23.
Okay.
I make a motion to move this to a formal hearing.
Okay. I have a second.
Second.
All right. We have a move motion and a second. All right. Any further discussion?
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Bustillo?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwall?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Complaint 1922 will be moved to a formal hearing. We'll give you notice.
Okay.
Thank you.
Thank you very much for coming. And
okay, then we have to get her on the phone.
Okay.
Case number 19-21, Ashley Burton.
And we're going to get Ashley on the phone, so hold on 1 second. You can take it over from here.
Hello.
Hello. Is this Ashley?
This is her.
All right, this is Dr. Cornwell. I'm president of the Arizona State Board of Physical Therapy. Are you available for us to meet for a few minutes?
Yes, for a couple minutes. I was actually expecting you guys a little bit earlier today.
Okay.
I guess maybe I'm thinking of the time difference, maybe.
Where are you?
Nebraska.
Okay. All right. So this is an informal hearing, but we need to put everybody who's going to quote testify, which includes you, under oath.
Okay.
So if you would raise your right hand there in Nebraska, and Karen Donahue is raising her right hand, do you swear to tell the truth and nothing but the truth?
I do.
Thank you very much. Before, let's have the members of the board introduce themselves and the staff.
Kelly King, professional member.
Peggy Hunter, professional member.
Karen Bustillo, professional member.
Mark Cornwell, professional member.
Nishka Remick, professional member.
Mona Baskin, assistant attorney general representing the board.
Karen Donahue, executive director.
Veronica Cardoza, administrative services officer.
Monica Crowley, licensing administrator.
Michael Balbrin, investigator.
Okay, so why don't you can introduce yourself, and if you would like to make an opening statement, you may.
Okay, my name is Ashley Hepburn. I'm sorry, I don't know exactly what you want me to say for opening statement.
Anything you would like. We have the statements you've sent the board, but if you'd like to add anything, clarify anything.
Sure. Just regarding the issue at hand, I just wanted to reiterate, I'm a new PCA. I was just licensed in February of this year. So this is actually my first time dealing with anything board-related, and especially with the compact licensure. I know that's brand new and everything. When I was filling out the form for the compact license, I was under the instruction of an employee with a travel company that I was with, Fusion Medical Staffing. I wanted to reiterate that, it was just an error in my part. I should have definitely double-checked with all the proper steps and everything. I guess that's all I want to say for that.
I will let the board know that Ms. Burton has received her compact privilege in May and has failed the Arizona law exam twice, the most recent September 21st.
Okay. Are you willing to answer a few questions, if there are any?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Does any member of the board like to ask her a question?
Ms. Burton, this is Peggy Hunter. Did you fill out the application for compact, or did your employer do it?
I did it myself.
Okay. Did you not see under jurisprudence exam requirement in red that says must be passed before applying for compact?
I did not, no. When I had been instructed to complete the compact online, I was told all I had to do was fill out the compact and I would receive my license for Arizona within a couple of hours. And then that was all that I needed to do for that.
Okay, so I'm a little confused because the board has in front of them the PT Compact website initial instruction page. And what I read for you is on there.
You read for me was on there?
Yes. This says must be passed.
I don't understand.
We have the PT Compact website initial instruction page in front of us, and it says must under jurisprudence exam requirement, it says must be passed before applying for compact.
Yeah, I think I just accidentally overlisted it when I was under the instructions of that employee. I don't know if that, I thought maybe that didn't pertain to me. But I did go back and look at the compact online, and when you go to select your state,
state that you're applying for, it does ask you if you completed the jurisprudence exam. But for me, I think what was confusing was that it doesn't specify, did you complete the jurisprudence exam for Arizona? So when I was seeing that, and this was months ago, so it's hard for me to remember exactly what I was thinking. I was probably thinking, yes, I completed the jurisprudence exam, and I did for Nebraska. So when it didn't specifically ask me for Arizona, I think I was just thinking, okay, yes, Nebraska, I did complete the jurisprudence exam.
One of the compact privilege is really, really wonderful because it allows more flexibility in people moving from one state to the next or vacationing, you know, or having two
right.
homes. But when you receive privileges in another state, you are automatically required to obey all rules and regulations in that state.
Of course.
So it's like it's like having two licenses, and you have to complete everything that each state wants you to do.
Of course.
So if you had applied through without the compact, if you had applied for Arizona licensure, we would have required you to take a jurisprudence exam for Arizona because that covers the statutes and rules for our state.
Of course, yeah, and I definitely understand that now. I mean, it was a little overwhelming, the whole process. Not to say that's an excuse or anything, but I did also do a compact licensure for Texas. And because of the situation that occurred with Arizona, I double-checked all my boxes to make sure that I had completed the jam and did the proper steps the second time around. Of course, I would have much rather have completed the proper stuff the first time around. But I was in contact with a board member, I don't know if he's a board member, but he is a contact administrator, TJ Cantwell. And he did contact me regarding the issue about receiving the compact licensure prior to completing the jurisprudence exam. And I did give him contact information for the employee at Fusion Medical Staffing, and he was in contact with that employee regarding the issue as well. So I also wanted to point that out as well.
Okay. Does anyone have anyone else like to ask any questions?
Do you plan to come to Arizona?
So I currently do not. The reason why I was doing the compact licensure was because I had an assignment that I was supposed to go to back in June. But because I have failed the jurisprudence, they pulled the contract. So I never ended up going to Arizona. And at this moment in time, I don't plan on practicing in Arizona.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Motion.
I guess that's a closing statement too.
Is there any closing statements you'd like to make, or we're about to move into discussion. So anything else last you'd like to say?
I mean, I would just like to apologize for the whole situation at hand. Definitely, I've realized that. I mean, I shouldn't just trust what an employee says from a company. I need to really utilize my own critical thinking skills and independence when completing these forms so that we don't, the situation doesn't arise, because I definitely don't want it to again. So.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Do we have a motion?
I make a motion that we move into formal hearing.
Second.
All right, it's been moved and seconded that we move this to formal hearing. Any further discussion?
Dr. King?
Yes.
Ms. Hunter?
Yes.
Dr. Vestio?
Yes.
Dr. Cornwell?
Yes.
Ms. Remick?
Yes.
Motion passes.
Ashley, thank you very much for talking with us. Board staff will be in contact with you for the next step, okay?
Okay, thank you.
Okay.
So we need a break before our time.
Mona, is this a good time for a break?
Yes, it's a big time.
All right, we're going to take a break to get...
At 10:02.
Karen, turn that off.